We're having Trevor Henry Day with a very special guest, Desperate Man, the horse that he won the 2021 North America Cup aboard this Saturday. And we're celebrating Trevor's career, and Desperate Man will be part of that as well. So we're having an autograph session with Trevor from 1 to 3, and you can come and meet and pet Desperate Man as well. We'll have Trevor Henry t-shirts and an incredible silent auction with about $7,000 worth of items in that auction, both harness racing memorabilia and just regular retail merchandise, but it's going to be something else. But yes, get a Trevor Henry t-shirt, get it signed, and get a photo with a million-dollar horse, Desperate Man. It's going to be a fun day for sure.
Steve, who's going to be more talkative, Desperate Man or Trevor Henry?
That's a really good question. We'll have to see, but it should be fun. We, of course, also have the Dream of Glory eliminations on tap as well. So Trevor won't be driving in the first five races, but I know he has a couple of horses in the Dream of Glory eliminations, and there's some great horses from all over Ontario to contest that with the $52,000 final next week.
We're with Steve Fitzsimmons, general manager at Hanover Raceway, just dealing with Trevor Henry. What's made him so successful going from a regular at Hanover Raceway to a top contender in North America and beyond?
I think just consistency and, just improvement and a work ethic, quite frankly. He's taken himself from, when he started, he was driving for his family stable only, and then he became a catch driver for other people, and then he became the most dominant catch driver in the B-track circuit maybe ever in Ontario. And then that led him, with that success, to the Woodbine Mohawk Park circuit, and of course won Canada's biggest race last year with Desperate Man. So, he is just improved continually, but what you get with Trevor Henry driving your horse. You get all-out effort and aggressiveness, but also giving you a horse back next week to race as well.
Steve, how good of an endorsement is that for Hanover Raceway to see the kind of career trajectory that Trevor Henry and others have gone on going out of Hanover?
It's certainly special for us, and it shows you, the meaning of the grassroots tracks in the province to developing not only horses that maybe go on, but drivers as well and trainers. And, Trevor being a 10-time driving champion of Hanover Raceway, I mean, he couldn't have been more dominant. He has the most wins in Hanover Raceway history by a driver. So to see him succeed like this, it's thrilling for our fans, I know, and I know they're incredibly excited to see Trevor on Saturday, to get a chance to talk to him and get an autograph and share a few words with him.
Yeah, it'll be a great day, I'm sure. We're with Steve Fitzsimmons, general manager at Hanover Raceway, with the Dream of Glory. How big will your field be this year for the eliminations?
We have three eliminations, two seven-horse fields and an eight. So we have 22 horses that are contesting, which is great. And quite frankly, some of the best three-year-old trotting colts and fillies in the province are squaring off. So it's going to be very interesting. I think they'll have a very good chance to challenge the track record with ideal weather conditions next week. So we'll see what happens. Maybe even this week too, in the afternoon. Next week on July 30th, our post time changes back to an evening post time. We go to 6:15 post time. And of course, to contest the Dream of Glory and the Gail Murray Invitational. But, of course, people have been waiting for a couple of years to have the fireworks return, and they will be on immediately following the races. It's an iconic night, as you know, Fred, and we're glad that it's back this year, and we look forward to having a huge crowd.
Finally, with the Dream of Glory, do you have an overwhelming favorite in that group of 22 horses? Some years it's pretty cut and dried, and a lot of years it's a real derby.
You know what? I think it's one of those years where it really is a real derby. There's probably five or six that are legitimate contenders to win that. And, I think it's going to be very interesting. And some colts and fillies both, actually. I think it's going to be very interesting to see who comes out of it. We're trying to handicap it right now, obviously, for the program and whatnot. And it's tough. It's really tough because there are two or three horses in each of the eliminations that are legitimate contenders for sure.
Steve, thanks for this. All the best on Trevor Henry Day coming up Saturday.
Thank you, Fred.